B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
They're very big.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, this chance.
The Sports of the Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter the code SPORTSHUB during sign up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Where's Lifshatz?
He's on a cruise.
That's smart.
So, yeah, no, he never went on his honeymoon. So they drove to like Baltimore this week and went on a cruise.
Out of Baltimore?
Yeah, don't ask me why.
So basically your first day is just sitting inside.
Guess so. So we were here Saturday. He was with a crew, and then they drove off to Baltimore, and we're getting on a ship. And
do you know what cruise line?
I don't, unfortunately. And he's been on my... I haven't seen him tweeting any pics out this week.
So he's enjoying himself, actually.
That's tough. I don't see him being able to enjoy himself.
Really?
But in the summertime, though, he comes here in, like, flip-flops. And it's like, if you ever see Dan when he's not here or going to work, he's in a Patriots throwback shirt, like, I don't know, a bathing suit and flip-flops.
Yeah.
Like, he wears flip-flops, like, all the time when it's not winter.
Because I went to school in Florida, and that's how they teach you. That's exactly what you have to do.
But, yeah, not hearing from him is kind of odd.
He's not on a Carnival cruise, is he?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Because... you might as well just get out a hazmat suit at that point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really worried about traveling right now. I know there's the threats out there, but I'm not.
I'm just afraid to get stuck somewhere. Like if I'm in Aruba and I get stuck there. And people are like, where's the worst place to be stuck? No, there's not. There's no good.
Are you
going to
do all-inclusive?
No.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
No, all-inclusive is gross.
Yeah, see, if you drink a lot, it's great.
Yeah, but they don't make good drinks. You gotta still pay because if you're gonna, grease up the bartender a little bit to make him like you.
Yeah, the best is when you're floating in a pool.
Yes,
and someone just pops right up to get your drink. Like, yeah,
a float up pool bar is where it's at. I had one of those at my wedding. All right, so Rich is +375. He's up $375. 3-0 on degenerate picks last week,
yep.
And we will get to the degenerate pick for this week.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And he's going to let it all ride.
Really?
I'm the one who's making the bet today.
That's great.
So he's going to let the whole damn thing ride. All right, odds to win the NBA Eastern Conference, according to Bovada. Break it down for us.
Well, right now the Bucks are favored at -180. So, you know, as both you and, well, I think Dan in the back as well, they think the Bucks are going to steamroll everybody. You could put Lopez brothers out there, Giannis, Connaughton, whoever you want. They'll probably beat the Celtics. I don't know. I take a stab at them on +600.
You take the Celtics?
A stab at it. I mean, there's no real value in betting the Bucks to begin with.
Right.
So, I mean, the Raptors could be interesting at +650, but I think the Celtics are a better team. 76ers right now, if Embiid's done, and we'll see what happens with that shoulder injury there.
And
the
Simmons is all right.
The Heat's still a wild card to me. I think they have a decent team. They haven't come out of the All-Star break playing well, but a +800, I think it's worth a dabble. But I think it's Celtics-Bucks, just looking at it there. But the NBA odds, the title odds, I mean, the Lakers are the favorite right now. If the Celtics can somehow win the Eastern Conference and get to the final, I don't think they'd win. Okay, I think the officials, I think the NBA, all that would probably want LA to win.
Okay, so you believe that you would not take the Celtics in an NBA final because of the officiating?
Absolutely.
You would think that they would favor the Lakers.
I mean, if it was Lakers Celtics,
you off.
They'd love it. Lakers Celtics would be huge.
Right.
I think it'd be better than Giannis in Milwaukee.
Well, curves, because it's the historic matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but you think the officiating would be such that it would scare you off from...
Did you see Sunday's game?
What, the Lakers-Celtics?
Yeah, they said a ball was out of bounds. It was kind of like the N'Keal Harry play against the Chiefs. Guy wasn't out of bounds. It wasn't... Like, they literally called four... and this isn't me blaming the officials. I had the Celtics. They covered, whatever. I'm on my way. But there was some terrible officiating there. And they come up with that final two-minute rule saying the guy isn't out of bounds. Like, at least own it. If you're gonna fix the game, at least own it. The guy wasn't out of bounds. He wasn't out of bounds.
All right, so you are under the belief that these games are fixed.
I'm not under the belief they're fixed. I think that a lot of the officials favor a certain way.
Okay.
Dan will probably tell you that they're fixed.
Now, what is more fixed, the NFL or the NBA?
NBA, without a doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, these numbers come down to the line too much. Like, again, last night, second half, the Celtics have won 9 in a row in the second half. The line was 111, 112. It lands on 113. Like, these, even in college basketball last night, Maryland was -1. They hit a 3 at the buzzer. They win by 1. Like, right now, whatever Vegas is doing, they are on point right now. And I looked at our record over the last 30 days. We're right at 500. It's because we're betting on college hoops and NBA hoops. Like, it's not really profitable unless you pick on spots. Like, I saw yesterday, like, the first quarters yesterday, the unders went 7-1 in 8 NBA games yesterday. So there must have been some trend yesterday with officials that all the start of these games, somehow there was low scoring.
All right, so you're under the impression, again, that they'll let things go in order to hit a number.
We laugh at the wrangle. It's a real thing. The ref angle is a real thing. Like, every day there's Twitter handle NBA officials that will tell you who the refs are, who they favor, and what you should probably lean towards in that game.
And that's when you
fade, and that's when you fade or follow it.
All right, so is that how you generally skew your bets?
For example, the Lakers game on Sunday was Mark Davis. That was favoring the home team. I'd like the Celtics just to begin with because I thought that they would stick around considering they beat them a week ago. But, yeah, the rough angle in that one was Mark Davis was leaning toward the Lakers. And looking at the final 2 minutes of that game, they absolutely favored them. And this isn't just a guy out there. Like, I'm sure there are Celtics fans who would call in and say, absolutely, that officiating was terrible and lean towards the Lakers. I won my bet. This isn't a guy complaining about a lost bet. I'm telling you the fact is Mark Davis leaned towards the Lakers and they gave him the calls late in the game. They wanted the Lakers to win that game. National television? This isn't just a guy talking. That's real stuff right there that you saw. This happens consistently in the NBA.
So how do you enjoy the product if you think the outcome is...
Because I'm wondering how it's going to finish. What are they going to do tonight? Oh, Marcus Smart was out of bounds. His foot is not out of bounds. The ball's not even out of bounds. But you call the play out of bounds and you review it and it wasn't out of bounds? That was the most egregious play I've seen in years. The N'Keal Harry play, like, I go back to that. The reason with the N'Keal Harry stuff was the Patriots couldn't review the play because they already reviewed earlier. So I get that one. This one, you can even go to the booth and look at it. You said he's out of bounds. He wasn't. It's just, and that would have kept the possession. The next possession was a and one, and then they turned the ball over. It's, like, ridiculous.
So you lost money on that game.
No, I won my bet.
Oh, you won the bet.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. The last 2 minutes of that game was so... like, egregious. It literally favored the Lakers so well.
Okay.
So well.
So you like that? Is there a wrangle tonight?
I haven't looked yet.
Okay. But you do have a trend with the Celtics. You talked about it earlier.
Yeah, they've gone over 9 straight games second half. So last night, I just did it for the hell of it. It was a low-scoring game. I think there was 104 points at half, and we went over 112, and boom, it hit. A couple of things I just wanted to bring out there. I'm not sure if you saw the boxing fight last week.
Yeah.
We had Tyson Fury. We also bet the draw. I thought that there at least would be a third fight. It looks like that's going to happen. But the sportsbook has opened odds up for a Tyson Fury-Anthony Joshua fight. And they have Fury as -260 in that one.
Okay.
So I think that's the next big fight. And then there'll probably be a Wilder-Fury part 3, which will happen. And then I thought this one was interesting. We all know about the Ayers story,
the
Zamboni goalie that got a win for Carolina, who, by the way, is on the payroll of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes.
There's a bet. What will be the profession of the next emergency NHL goalie?
Now, this is a real real bet that you can make. Is there a cap on how much you can bet?
Nah, probably $250.
Okay.
But I'll just go in order. A walk-around beer vendor is +3,300.
No, has that ever happened?
I don't know.
Okay, there's a point where there would be a walk-around beer vendor that they would literally go out and would
say, hey, you played goalie once, you go put pads on.
Okay.
It happened to Andrew Raycroft a couple of years ago, who's not technically a retired goalie. But Rask got hurt. They needed an emergency goalie, and he had to call his wife to bring the pads over.
But wasn't he the goaltender's coach or something?
No, no, that's Bob Asenza. No. Okay. He was like in the Nesson booth.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He was my guy at the...
Yeah, at the Pucks and Paddles. The concession stand employees plus ticket sales reps on this list. A Zamboni driver is plus 1,500. A student plus 33. But the favorite, an employee of an NHL team. So there you go. So maybe it'll be Andrew Raker.
So you can walk. Yeah, you can walk away with $50. All right, Rich is up. He's going to let it all ride this week. 375. You're 3-0 on degenerate picks last week. All right, what do you have this week for Rich? As I take all his money.
So you guys like real degenerate. So I kind of went deep today. I am going Longwood. Plus one at Presbyterian.
Now, Longwood is in California?
I don't know where they are.
Now, is there a reason for the thinking on this bet?
Yes. Presbyterian is 1-9 in their last 10 games, where Longwood is 7-3 in their last 10 games.
Okay.
And Presbyterian's a favorite today. I don't think they should be favored. So I'm going Longwood plus the one.
Okay. So there you go. Longwood plus one.
$375.
$375. Put it all in Longwood. Now, is this on NBC?
I don't know.
Or is it on CBS?
I don't know.
Joe, is it Longwood University? Perhaps. Would you say California?
I don't know.
I know. I just know there's
Longwood.
I Googled Longwood University. It comes up in Virginia.
Okay. Huh? All right. Because I just know the Green Day. Or is that Longview? All right. Well, there you go. So watch the Longwood at Presbyterian game.
Yeah, it's at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus.
So you can, every game's on ESPN Plus. And I don't even know if they have announcers for them.
They're the Longwood Lancers for those who are out there.
Okay. So there you go. That Rich will let $375 ride on Longwood this evening.
Yes. And this Saturday, Dan's out. So we're going to have a couple of guys from DraftKings in, so our great sponsor, Steve Buchanan and Julian Edlow. So they'll be in with me this weekend.
And that is, when is
this? Saturday, 7 a.m.
Saturday, 7 a.m., the 98.5 over-under. You can also get the podcast.
That's right.
That's all coming up. We will be right back.
Kutcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. 98.5. The Sports Hub. We have Bruins tickets coming up at 8:50. Young Sickly Nicholas has got a sore throat. But here's the thing is that he feels he can't leave probably because then they realize that Bird can just run Twitch.
Oh.
And answer the phone at the same time.
Is that what it's like here at the station? People don't want to leave because other people
are capable?
Yeah, but he continues to come in and out of the studio where everybody else is.
I know.
He may not be sick.
Are you sick? Okay, he says no, but he's complaining of a sore throat.
That smells like a Friday day off to me.
Well, you know what it is that, like, this is the perfect time to take sick days. Because I usually am just like, I don't care if you come in or not. But this is like, if you're sick, I don't need you around.
Do you know we got a phone call in the last couple of minutes on the regular call-in line? Scott from Wrentham wanted to find out where the update guy was.
Yes, I've been texting with
him. And he was marking it down on his, he woke up and on his way into work this morning, he called and wanted to know where John was. And
yeah.
Said, and then he like.
Yeah, I sent him a text and I said, it's me too, John too.
Are we going to get a whiteboard? We should put a whiteboard up.
All I know is that when I'm gone, that people lose their mind. Not because I'm special or anything, is because people can't stand me. All right. Nerd. He's eating a hamburger. Now, how do I know he's a nerd? He's got a book. He's reading a book. This dweeb. And he's got a sweater on. He's reading a book. He's eating a hamburger. Zach Morris, Howls at Bayside High, he comes over and he grabs the hamburger from this nerd and takes a bite out of it. Who's the alpha male? Zach. I mean, he's establishing his dominance. I mean, this nerd's got he's over there reading books like some kind of dweeb. So Mr. Belding's like, you need you're seniors. You need a class project. So Tori, who's new, because Jesse and Kelly's, something has happened and they're gone. So Tori's new, and she wears a leather jacket, and she's very rough exterior, but inside, I think, heart of gold. So they're rapping, and she goes, hey, you know, at my old school, and like, they're like, what do you want to do, guys? And like, Slater's like, I don't know, maybe with charity, I'll date all the blondes. And then Zach's like, I'll have the brunettes, like, because, you know, they love girls. And then she goes, you know, at my school, we ran a teen line in a rap room to give kids safe spaces to share their problems. Because I don't know about you there, Mr. Murray, but in high school, if you got a problem, you want to get in a room with all the popular kids and just let it fly. I mean, if you got a problem, you want to get in front of these popular kids and just tell them. Like, you know, like, I'm a chronic masturbator. I cry at night. I cut myself. And then, Zach's, like, eating hamburgers from the nerds. So she goes, we're going to have this teen line. So right away, the teen line happens. So it's up. And now Tori breaks down the rules, and she goes, all right, guys. This is anonymous, except for the rap room. But they never really explore the rap room. But she's like, the rap room, but the teen line... Here's what the deal is. You don't ask questions.
Yeah, you don't ask their name.
You don't ask your name. You don't get any information. Well, Zach, he's just like, F you. So this broad calls in, and Zach's like, yeah, you sound cute. Like, why don't we meet up at the Max and maybe, I'll feel you up or something. And then this other guy comes in, and now Screech, like, what luck does Screech have? This guy comes into the rap room and he goes, my little brother, he sucks. And so Screech is like, I'm an only child. You should be so lucky to have a little brother. So the guy goes, you take him. So this 8-year-old spunky kid with a high top fade comes in and just moves into Screech's house for a couple days. Parents.
Yeah, no worries.
What do they care about it? You know, let the 8-year-old live. They don't ask questions. Where is he? Now, there's kids torturing Screech all over the place, but that's the comic relief. So Zach goes to meet this girl that he met on the teen line, and he goes to the Max, and she's sitting down, and he's like, do you like Motown? So he's at the jukebox, and he's like, do you like Motown? Like every kid in 1994 used to say, do you like Motown? And she's like, yeah, I like it all. And he's got his back to her, and she rolls up in a wheelchair.
Right.
And he goes... whoa, you're in a wheelchair. Like, he says it like that. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm in a wheelchair. And he goes like, like, you should have told me. And I'm not making this up. He's like, you should have told me you're in a wheelchair. You're handicapped. Why are you not telling me this beforehand?
Maybe they're a big deal.
Now I'm stuck with this girl in a wheelchair. I mean, you're in a wheelchair. So anyway, he goes like, how'd you get in the wheelchair? And she goes, bungee jumping. So they have fun. So now Zach is like, all right, here we go. We're going to go. We're going to go out. So Zach, he goes, hey, let's go to the movies. Normal date, you know? Things have happened there before. The gang is going, on cut day, they went to the movies. Zach had to show up. They go to the movies. Zach says, hey, guy in front of me, get down. Lady's in a wheelchair, okay? She said, Zach, don't worry about it, okay? Like, stop doing all this stuff for me.
He's fighting for her.
Right, he's fighting, right. He's trying to be chivalrous, but he's spending way too much time on her being in a wheelchair. All right. So now the funding for the T-line is mysteriously gone. The Pacific Palisades High School, they can't afford these phones anymore. They're saying, how are we going to afford these phones?
And Tori's going, you know, we've done all this good work and we got the rap room. Because, like, this real tall girl came in and she couldn't get laid. And now she found this guy and, like, come on. So they go, you know what? We caught this girl, by the way, doesn't go to Bayside. She's just some girl. But she shows up from time to time at the school. So they go, you know what? Let's get it going. Let's have an extreme game of wheelchair basketball. So they go to the gym, which is about a quarter court, and they just say, let's try it out. Now, they go to play wheelchair basketball. Now, Screech's kid has got it that he has made Screech this super wheelchair, yeah. But he runs it by remote control.
That's right.
So Screech is like, all right, hey, hit the gas. And the kid hits it, but it's in reverse and goes, woo, and out goes Screech. But what does he do, Joe? He sinks one.
Oh.
Nothing but net. He sinks it. Anyway, game's over. Gang has a ton of fun. Afterwards, Zach makes a speech, and he goes, let's hear it for the only girl that really needs a wheelchair, this crippled girl that I'm with. And she's like, I've had enough of it, Zach. Enough of you acting like a hero for being with me because I'm differently abled. Zach, you're no hero.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to hang out like she's one mad. Of the guys. So she's like, go screw. So Zach goes, wow, 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 wow. So now you're like, what's going to happen? I mean, Zach, I mean, he gets all these girls. And
can I take a guess what happens? There's going to be a dance, right?
There's a dance.
Right? Does every episode of Saved by the Bell have a dance?
Yeah, and they all, like, so badly want to go to the dance. So there's a dance. So at the dance, the kid who dropped his brother off at Screech's house 3 days before returns. And he says he wants his brother back. So the 8-year-old just gets returned to the brother. All right? So that's all wrapped up in a nice tiny bow. That the 8-year-old who has been away from home for 3 days is reunited with his brother. Now the tall girl who had a problem dating, who's actually like gorgeous. She's like this tall blonde. Yep. She dances with Slater, mm-hmm. But she's like so tall and beautiful, but she's tall. She pulls Slater in, and like Slater's like suffocating on her, like, you tall freak, I'm dying on you. And so, and then they're reunited. And then Melissa, who's in the wheelchair, comes back. And Zach, he goes, listen, I went overboard. I went overboard with all this. I'm sorry. And she goes, okay. And then he goes, may I have this dance? And then they dance. And then you never see Melissa again. Chris, go ahead.
Best segment ever.
Yep.
Ever. I can't get enough Saved by the Bell. I can't get it on, you know, they don't rerun it anymore.
They bought it on Hulu. They got it on Hulu.
But I got it from you. I'm reliving all these great episodes in this thing.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Saved by the Bell.
My kids yesterday happened upon this episode, and I said, you sit there and you watch, and you learn from Melissa that just because you're differently abled doesn't mean that you need a white knight.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, while you're at it, don't be reading a book at school like some dweeb. Or you're going to have a Zach Morris slap the effing book out of your hand and take the hamburger. And now, Joe, what innocent times where you could just eat a hamburger out of someone's hand and not worry about AIDS or getting herpes or hepatitis. All these things were not on the table at the time. All you had to worry about was tucking your shirt into your jeans, letting it blouse out a little bit. So how do you feel? Did you learn something?
I remember Screech might have been almost naked in that episode.
Screech came out, yeah. He got the 8-year-old that was staying at his house. Well, that's a good point, Joe. The 8-year-old that was staying at his house, stole his clothes. So here we are led to believe that Screech was naked in front of the 8-year-old child. And so the kid stole his clothes, and it's kind of wacky because it means Screech was in a position with the child where he was nude, and his clothes could have been stolen. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Freddie.
Yeah.
There's a thing on, I think it's like Facebook. It's one of the social media, but it's their videos, and it's called Zach Morris's Trash. And it's someone, he gives reviews like you just did of an episode, but he gives it from the point of view of why Zach Morris is actually a terrible human being.
Well, the episode starts out that he knocks the hamburger out of a nerd's hand and eats it. And like you're supposed to be like, oh, yeah, wow, look at this alpha male running things. Like it comes out of nowhere. There's no reason for it to happen.
He's the worst.
If you go back, Zach is the worst. He is the worst. I mean, he even exploits poor Screech when they make the spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make the commercial with the Italian family that translates very well. All right.
But he helps Jesse.
That episode's overrated.
I agree.
The Sundays, yeah, underrated. But Lisa in this episode, not a lot.
She got a call, I think, from Screech, right?
No, she got a call from a fat girl. Oh. And she's like, hey, like, lose weight, fatso, was her advice to the fat girl. But she was supposed to be, like, you know, sassy. Mm. Like Shirley from What's Happening. All right. So there you go.
So that episode, Zach was rude. Lisa was rude.
But he learned, but we learned about a rap room and a teen line. They got to save the teen line, and we learned a little something about people with different abilities.
And AC Slater got dominated by a larger woman.
Which Bird likes very much. He loves to be dominated. All right, we will be right back. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the HR department. Fred, we have to have a talk. You've wasted 10 minutes.
All right, Ox.
Time.
Okay. All right. Maybe if we talk about the Celtics, maybe there was another basketball game going on, a wheelchair basketball game, and maybe if you sat back and thought about it, you would realize that maybe there's a time and place to talk about professional athletes and a time and place to talk about differently abled people and how they get along.
Yep.
I just, you know what? Throw away the PSA segment that they do on whatever hell morning they do it. Throw it away.
Sunday mornings, that's right, at like 5 in the morning.
You don't have to do it anymore because I just broke down Melissa. She wanted to be treated like everyone else.
Yep. She ripped Zach in the hallway.
She's like, get out of here, preppy.
There's nothing better than I went to the other room to do some editing, and then I looked and I saw that we had a bunch of tweet notices, and I was thinking, I bet it's a Saved by the Bell recap. And I walked in and I'm like, yep, Saved by the Bell recap. There we go.
Yeah, but it was a special one. I mean, I think it taught a lesson to people because it was about a differently abled girl that Zach took out. Okay, real quick, and then I'll stop. You haven't seen it, but Zach meets it like he's on this teen line. He's like, yeah, you sound hot. And he meets her at the Max.
So again, it's like a phone line for like teens.
We can't really get into it, but so they have this idea for a rap room and a teen line because everyone in high school wants to go in front of five kids and go like, hey, like I can't get a boner. So
literally.
So they have like a teen line, and Zach's like, oh yeah, you sound hot. So he goes to the do you want to hear some music on the jukebox? And then he goes, you like Motown? And she goes, I like it all. And he turns around and he goes, you're in a wheelchair.
It's like Zach was never around these kind of things in his life.
But nobody's you know? Like, you should have told me you're in a wheelchair. Like, he couldn't have gotten through the day. Like, he couldn't have just, like, had lunch with the girl. He had to announce that she was in a wheelchair.
So Zach's pretty much an a-hole.
Yeah.
The episode starts off, he knocks a hamburger out of a nerd's hand and eats it. And like, people are like, woo!
And then he takes her to the movies, and he's like, guy in front, she's in a wheelchair. Like, just
like, the whole
just...
thing is like, she's in a wheelchair!
And then they have a basketball
that's what you
game.
Want.
Then they have a basketball game, and they're all in wheelchairs.
So you're as into this show as Friends.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, he knew the whole episode.
I will say, we did have party lines growing up here in Boston.
Yeah, party. I have friends who got laid off party lines.
We used to go to the dances growing up.
Yeah, I'd
what was the party line?
We'd call party line. We'd meet other people from the area, and then we'd like meet up and go to dances.
Like a party line was 1-900 something, and you would call, and there would just be a bunch of people on the phone. And
no, that can't go wrong at all.
Well, Kid and
no age check.
My friends Kid and Dave, Kid and Dave, both got laid like twice off of the party line. They both met up with chicks and got laid.
Would they advertise on TV?
Yes.
Is that...
Yeah, we'd go to like the radio stations would be like, hey, call the party line. And then we would.
Yeah.
And then we'd meet at the dances. I did this like when I was like 11 years old.
Are you okay? So there must have been an issue with people who were not supposed to be on the...
There's a DJ at one of the stations in this building that used to do the dances. That's how I know who he is.
Is he red hair and does overnight?
No.
Hey, welcome to a dance.
No, it's Jay Stu. You need a new voice for the other guy.
No, I'm doing Jay Stu.
Oh, okay. Right.
Hey, everybody.
Meep, meep. Maybe that's the other voice.
Meep, meep. The other voice is...
meep, meep. Meep, meep.
I live at night.
Are you a celebrity? Meep, meep.
Hey,
I have a picture. Meep, meep, meep. All right, now we're so inside.
Oh, no. We're very inside.
We're making Joe very uncomfortable, which is always fun.
Well, he's got to deal with us. You're making him uncomfortable like Zach made Melissa uncomfortable.
Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's the case. You were once a famous musician at some point in your life. Can I have a picture? Meep, meep.
Be my friend on Facebook. Nope. No siree, Bob. That's not a happening. Don't need you knowing what I know.
Just gonna let you sit there. We're the only one in the building together, Rich. Just you and me for 2 hours. Meep, meep. Okay. How do we transition? We need to have like a sounder that's
there's
like,
got to be...
No, Tusher and Rich!
We got to start, kicking some sports out for the peeps.
All right. Well, this is kind of... Now, do we need to do it now or do we have to break?
No. We can take the 55.
Okay. Well, there is a...
We've gone through two stop sets, right? Yeah, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, this is something that we knew was coming. And there was a hint of it when it first happened. So... The Super Bowl, obviously, wildly successful. People liked it. The ratings were okay. It wasn't one of the greatest rated Super Bowls. But one thing that everyone was talking about, of course, was those ladies showing you how it's done at halftime. Oh, yeah. I'm still Jenny from North. By the way, that cracked me up the most is that might have been the biggest hit that was played during the halftime show, and it was Jenny from the Block. Like, is anybody, like, if that was on the radio today, would you just go, dude, that's weird? Like, yeah. Where did that come from?
I would probably challenge Hips Don't Lie, but...
Oh, Hips Don't Lie is probably a bigger hit. Okay, that's probably a bigger hit. And if you heard that in the radio, you'd probably go, okay, it would fit. But all the other songs, if you hear, you're like, what is this?
Well, I hadn't heard of Shakira in 10 years.
Yeah, early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah, Hips Don't Lie was like 2003 or something.
Waiting for Tonight was...
Waiting for Tonight... That's an annoying song. That's a spin cycle class song.
Whatever, I get your point, Rich.
But it was like one of those things where usually it's these people with mega hits, but I understand people thought of You Go Girl. But we knew this was coming. Now these have been published. The FCC, all the complaints that they got during the halftime show, they received a grand total of 1,312 complaints about Jennifer Lopez and Shakira and some of the outfits that they were wearing. I will read you just from a an article right here. This is from WFAA. They say, extreme booty shaking, pole dancing, S&M outfits.
S&M outfits. Well, they've obviously never been whipped.
And they said, the show was not appropriate for a general audience. It was sexually explicit and would have been considered soft porn not many ages ago, wrote a young woman from Wyoming.
Yeah, that's like wearing a bikini to the beach. You got to wear a full knickers.
I do not subscribe to the Playboy channel. We do not buy porn for $20 a flick. We simply wanted to sit down as a family.
$20 a flick? It's called the internet, my friend. Pornhub.com.
Paying too much.
Well, yeah, just be careful what you click on.
We simply wanted to sit down as a family and watch the Super Bowl. God
that
forbid.
That happens on Pornhub. You try to turn the channel.
They said, God forbid we expected to watch a football game and quick concert, but instead we had our eyes molested. That's an actual phrase that they used.
That's right. That's someone who enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, yes.
If you're being titillated by that halftime show.
I mean, the tongue roll was pretty good.
I don't even remember what happened. I don't really pay attention.
We got a nice money shot of both of them from behind.
It was just like butts shaking. I mean, as I said, it's nothing you don't see at the beach. As a father of two teen girls, I feel obligated at this point to file a complaint as I am at my wit's end. He said, this is a guy from Maine, as a matter of fact. He goes, as a society, we are talking out of both sides of our mouths and confusing kids. We need to do better. Please put a stop to this disgraceful type of behavior being pushed upon our children. Complaints from 49 different states. Guess which state had the most complaints?
Okay. Does it require a computer?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Or a phone. If you know the phone number.
I guess you could write a letter, too.
I'll go Massachusetts, Brookline.
No. It's in the South.
Yeah, Fred, yeah, it's in the South.
Alabama.
Alabama's close. I mean, as far as you're sniffing around the right area.
Okay.
But now just think of just landmass.
Texas?
Texas. Texas had the most. There were zero complaints from Vermont. It's the only state that didn't get a complaint.
Well, they're socialists.
Mm-hmm.
So they got that going for them.
How do you do this?
First of all, you demand the government take care of all your entertainment needs. You want the government to mold everything to your liking. That's the point of art, is to have your eyes never see anything that you find uncomfortable. Obviously, that is the intention of the music and art and dance. But
I have the entire list of every complaint, and I just randomly clicked on one, and it said, Pitbull was singing a song about female butts. It was too early in the day to sing a song about sex on what should have been a family show.
How the hell do they how do they sit through Pitbull?
Well, I mean, Pitbull was like 3 hours before the actual
game.
Well,
they should have just turned the channel as soon as they saw Pitbull. I mean, that's on them for sticking around.
You saw Pitbull, you knew you were going to be disappointed.
Yeah, if you saw Pitbull, I mean, you just go, who's the ugly guy in the suit? I hustle.
He was on ABC the other day on Good Morning America, and whenever they talk to him about like how smart he is and invest, it's the funniest thing ever.
Oh, it's the greatest, because he goes, I hustle, hustle.
How do you transition? He goes, you know, I used to sing songs about being a murderer. Now I sing songs about being a furtherer.
Mm-hmm.
Getting furtherer.
Yeah, because his lyrics have molded a generation. He's our generation's Dylan. I used to work with a guy who would watch the Super Bowl at his church, and they would play like family-friendly programming during the commercials.
Oh, that, I mean, that's a normal
thing.
Can
you imagine like being offended by commercials? Like the GoDaddy commercial with stupid Danica Patrick was like considered like super sexy.
Yeah.
Like Danica Patrick just sitting there. Like, all right. You know what Danica Patrick is? Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, she's just sitting there. It's like a woman that you saw. You go, oh, there's an attractive mom.
Oh, that happens. Down south, that's everywhere. I mean, it's like Super Bowl Sunday at church. They would just turn off the TV, and then they would do like a psalm. And then when the football game came back on, they would, of course, you know, turn it back on and then turn it back off.
Who is the lucky son of a bitch that got to sit there and watch the game and let you know when the game was back on?
I think they would just guess.
There'd be old Gary in the corner with his bifocals going, hachi machi. Look at this Snickers commercial.
I used to like those Coors Light twins, right? I don't know.
And the twins. Yeah, remember that? That was the creepiest commercial of all time because remember the guy in the commercial kept rewinding it to the and twins.
Wait, so the idea is that there were like two hot twins?
I love this on TV.
There's an oral. Did Eckersley ever say, like, it's the Mamucci twins?
There's an oral history of that commercial, and it's the best because the ad exec goes, listen, we need a song that rocks, like a Limp Bizkit type song. You got to read it. For some reason, I got obsessed with that commercial about a year ago, and I found it. And so they got this guy where you should hear the song too. It's like, I love partying with my friends, night that never ends. And twins. And then the follow-up commercial.
What are you going to do with twins?
Was a guy who kept rewinding the scene with the twins. It was like, and twins.
Like, how gross. How gross would it be to be with twins? Like, we're in the same womb together. This is disgusting.
We need some rock. You know, give me a little bit of a biscuit.
Like, why would you want twins of all things?
Like, can you pull the audio for that commercial? It's the best.
Like, how sick is that? Like, no. You were in the womb together. Like, you, like, shared one egg. Like,
wait,
no.
Wait a second. Fred, of all people, if you saw two twins.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to.
Attractive twins.
But the idea is that you would want to be with them at the same time.
Yeah.
What about Yager's favorites? The Barbie twins.
The Barbie twins. One stands there. I do one. Then we switch. We have fun. Barbie twins. One more time. Yes, the Barbie twins. Come here. Twins, I see quadruplets.
Football on TV. Shots of Gina Lee. With my friends and twins.
And twins. And then, as I said, there's a follow-up one where it's a guy watching the commercial and he keeps rewinding over and over the part where the girls walk in slow motion.
There's pornography where as far as the eye can see. All right, we will be right back. When we come back, we get a visit from an old friend.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.